Blog Talk Radio.
Yeshua, HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Ragune Chembao. Yeshua, HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Ragune Chembao. Yeshua, Yeshua, HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Abune Chemba.
Yeshua HaMashiach, the lamb that was slain. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Good afternoon and blessings to all. Welcome again to our afternoon Bible study. This is Prophet Deborah Ramos of Food for the Journey International Ministry, a ministry that is preparing people for the journey of life and into eternity through the Word of God. So we just thank you for joining us this afternoon. We just thank God. God is so good. He is amazing. God, He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He is the first and the last. He is He who was and is to come. He is a glorified one. He is our kinsman redeemer. He is our husband man. He is the chief corner. He is El Shaddai. He is Elohim. He is the many-breasted one. He is Jehovah Jireh, our provider. He is Jehovah Sikkenu, our righteousness. He is Jehovah Shalom, my peace. He is Jehovah Rohi, our shepherd. He is Jehovah Raphael, the one that healeth us. He is our portion. He is manna from heaven, and we just thank this afternoon that we're able to come and study His word. Understand that Food for the Journey International is a ministry. It's a ministry that we're not going to be teaching what everyone else is teaching, but it is a biblical-based ministry. Glory to God. So I want to talk to you about things that not necessarily everyone else wants to talk about, but things that need to be talked about because of the times that we're living in. We're living in the last days. We're living in the end times, and sin is abounding in wickedness. And so we need to be informed soldiers in God's army. So I thank you once again for joining me. Today we're going to continue studying spiritual warfare, how to be delivered from satanic problems. First of all, we need to know what are satanic problems. We have to understand where we are and what we are dealing with. But before we get to that, let us just open up in prayer. We just got to cover this atmosphere because we know that the enemy hates when we expose his camp. Well, the devil hates when we bring light to dark places because they love to operate in darkness. Wherever God is not, that's where the enemy is. So let us pray. Father God, we just, first of all, thank you and bless you for allowing us to see another day, a day that we have not seen before, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your complete armor, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of. And we thank you that our loins are girded about with your truth, that our feet are shod with the gospel, the preparation of peace, that we have the shield of faith and the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. We take authority over this atmosphere. I bind principalities, power, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high and lofty places. According to Luke 10:19, that's the power and authority that we have been given as children of light, as children of the Most High God. So, Father, thank you for power and authority, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over this environment. I plead the blood of Jesus over these lines right now in the name of Jesus. I bind and rebuke and overturn the plots and plans of every witch, warlock, wizard, and soothsayer. I come against demonic operation and demonic manipulation in the name of Jesus. Any static on the line, I shut it down right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I pray that you expose all wickedness, Father God, and that you release your spear into the hearts of every witch, warlock, Lord God, monitoring spirits, Lord God, monitoring spirits, Lord God, every demonic spirit that will come against this teaching in the name of Jesus. I ask that you would arise, God, in your anger and release your plagues upon the enemies of our soul today in the name of Jesus. Father God, anoint our eyes to see, Lord God, anoint our hearts to receive the word of truth. Father God, I pray for understanding for your people that they will be able to wage and effect warfare in the days that we live in, Father. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that victory, Lord, belongs to you, Father God. I thank you that in you we have victory, Lord God. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. So we know that the Bible says in 1 John 5:19 that the whole world lies in wickedness. What does that mean? The whole world lies in wickedness. Well, we know that there are people that serve God and that we're not part of that wickedness. But this system that we are in is a system of wickedness. And understand that if it's a system, just a moment. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We're having some technical difficulties, but we come against it right now in the name of Jesus. We know that it's a system, but we have to understand in order for it to be a system, there is someone behind the scenes that's operating that system. And so we have to understand, we can no longer be ignorant. The Bible says that God's people perish for lack of knowledge. It's time for the church to rise up and get knowledge of the kingdom of darkness. In order to advance the kingdom of God, you got to be able to deal with the kingdom of darkness. He's given us power and authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy. We need to learn to engage. The Bible says that God says that he teach our hands to war and our fingers to fight so that able to break a bow of steel. So we need to learn how to fight and who we are dealing with. It's time out to be ignorant of the devices of the enemy. You cannot stay in your little department and say, I'm not going to bother the devil and he's not going to bother me, because that's a lie. The enemy is on the attack. He is devouring and he's swallowing whole families. Understanding that Satan is literally corrupting whole families. He's not just taking one or two people. He's taking out generations, and we have the power and authority to stop him, but we have to be willing. We have to be bold. We have to be militaristic. We have to get a warfare mentality. Understand that we, as the soldiers in God's army, the Bible says that God is a man of war. When we read the Bible, we see that God engaged the enemy. When we see that when he sent his people, his chosen people, the Israelites, into the promised land, most of the giants was killed by God. He engaged the enemy. And God is our example. We have to engage the enemy. We have to stop playing this game, this religious game. So many people are being defeated. So many Christians, so many leaders. The enemy is literally taking people's minds out. And we up here trying to decide, is there really a devil? Is there really a hell? Do I really have to fight a demon? Yes, you do. You have to get up and engage in spiritual warfare. What is the spirit? The word is spiritual warfare. We have to fight in the spirit. So we're going to continue our teaching. We started last week talking about powers of the night. We were talking about how between the hours of 12 and 6 is when the enemy does his most damage. Why? Because men are asleep. The Bible said when the men slept, the enemy came and sowed tares. And so we talked about that. We talked about the marine powers, how they do most of that activities. When you're asleep, they come into your dream and they bring in dream pollution. They come to pollute your mind. And we understand that Satan's kingdom is all about sowing seeds, seeds of sickness, seeds of infirmity, seeds of poverty, lack, separation, all type wickedness, suicide, all these types of seed. Understand, when the enemy engages you, it's not for naught. He's coming to do something. So we talked about, glory to God, the familiar spirits which are familiar with you, witchcraft powers. We talked about demons of the forest, evil angel, wicked personalities. Tonight we're going to continue talking about how to be delivered from demonic problems, activities of demons. We need to be delivered from the activities of the demons. Understand, whether you engage or not, the enemy is engaging with you. So we're going to start our teaching tonight. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We're going to start our teaching with, let's open up to Matthew chapter 12. We're going to start with Matthew, and I pray that you have a pen and pencil. And if you have any questions, just click on the icon and raise your hand, and I will do my best to answer your question. And then let's start at Matthew chapter 12, verses 43 to 45. It says, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and findeth none. Then he saith, I will return into my house. Imagine that. Now, this spirit has gone out of a man. Start walking around seeking another place to rest. In other words, another victim. He couldn't find none. And so he said he's going to return back to his house. First note to note, the enemy, once a demon is in a person's life, he considers it as his home. Why? Because the Bible says that we are temple of the Holy Ghost, and we know that the devil is a counterfeit. Verse 44, it says, then he said, I will return to my house from which I came out. So in order to come out, you had to be in. And when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnered. Then goeth he and taketh with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself. And they enter in. So seven other wicked, including the one who was first there, in and dwell there. And the last state of the man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation. My God, I want you to understand, it's not enough to know that you are going through a particular battle. It's not just enough. Yes, we all have battles. The Bible said many are the affliction of the righteous, but God delivers us out of them all. So we all go through problems. Everyone has some type of problem. But it's not enough just to know that you're going through a battle. You must also know the specific demon, devil or demon that's behind that battle. Because anytime we have a problem, we must understand that there is a demon or a devil behind that problem. You cannot see him with the natural eye, but understand when trouble comes, it is a spirit. Understand that there is a specific devil or demon behind that battle. So the moment that we discover the strategy of that enemy that's working behind the scene, it becomes easier to identify that spirit. So we have to understand who is behind the particular battle that we in. For example, if someone is having a battle with their health, you need to find out what is the demon behind my sickness. For example, if the doctor say that you have a high blood pressure, you have to understand that there's a spirit behind, a spirit called high blood pressure that sends your blood pressure up and down. You need to deal with that. So we have to understand what is behind the battle. The moment you discover the strategy and the working of that spirit, it becomes easier to identify the specific demon behind your personal battle. So once you identify it, you can understand and locate that demon and deal with that personal battle. You have to have knowledge. When you have knowledge, your victory will be assured. Your healing will be assured because you're able to deal with that enemy. All you need to do is make up your mind to fight the battle to win. You have to make up your mind, I'm not accepting no lies of the devil. I know what the doctor says, that is the reality, but that's not the truth. The reality is that they say that I have this sickness, but the reality, according to God's word, is that I'm healed. Jesus took my sickness and infirmity on his body on the tree. That's what the word of God says. So if Jesus took my sickness and infirmity on his body on the tree, according to 1 Peter 2:24, then I am healed. By his stripes I'm healed, according to Isaiah 53:5. So therefore I must believe. The reality is that I'm going through this battle, but the truth is that I'm already been healed from the foundation of the world. Glory to God. My battle is to battle to rebuke and rebuke the lies of the devil and believe the truth. Cast out that devil's sickness. My battle is to deal with the spirit of sickness, infirmity, and disease that's coming to attack my body. And there's a part that I must do too. I must change the way. I can't open the door to high blood pressure by eating any old kind of way I want to, not doing exercise, not taking care of myself. Because understand, for the enemy to get in, it has to be a door open somewhere. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, so also this passage that this read also gives us insight to another battle. Demons operate in different ways. Understand that they operate in different ways. Some are resident demons while others are not. So understand that a demon can stay in a person, but it can go in and out and come back. And how do we know this? You ever realize that people go up to the altar, they go get their deliverance at the altar, they cough and spit and all this stuff. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Delivered, and before long you see them back with the same thing. Understand that the spirits leave and they can leave and they could come back. Hallelujah. So we have to have wisdom. So they operate in different ways. Some are resident while some are not. The type that we're talking about in this passion and passage operates like a freelance demon. It goes in and out. It goes out and gather other spirits. Say, I'm going back to my house. But it says, come on, why don't you come and live in my house with me? My God. See, we need knowledge. We need wisdom on how the kingdom of darkness operates. It says, Glory to God. It comes in and goes out at its will. After going out for, after it goes out for some time, it decides I want to come back to my former place. It goes out and I guess harass or whatever wickedness does. Then it says I'm going to go back to my abode. But a lot of deliverance ministers have failed to recognize this fact. Just because a demon leaves does not mean it's not going to come back. They're going to come back and see. The Bible said that he came back and he found that it was garnished and swept clean, and then it comes back in. So we have to understand that what type of demon that we are talking about. What type? Is it a temporary demon? Is it a resident demon? There are resident demons that once come in, they don't go out no matter what unless they cast out. In that case, you would have to break the legal right that demon has in your life. So once again, the battle is to find out what gave this demon the legal right according to scripture, according to God's way of doing things. The devil cannot just come into anybody's life and devour it. He must have legal right. So we have to find out what is the legal right of that wicked spirit in order for them to operate in my life. So understand, if the demon goes in and out, so the demon leaves and then the person appears to be okay. Okay, they no longer struggling with anger and rage. They no longer lying and stealing. And then all of a sudden, they start doing it again. Understand that you have to understand that another reason why it happens like this is that the demons want to deceive the people. Remember, the kingdom of darkness is all about deception, deceiving, wickedness, depravity, uncleanness, lying spirits. They are lying spirits. And so they want to deceive the people. They play like a hide and seek game with people. So people think, oh yeah, I'm free. I got delivered from drugs. You may be delivered from drugs, but did you get delivered from the spirit, that the strong man of addiction? Because I could get delivered from smoking. I can get delivered from alcohol. But if I don't deal with the strong man, the strong man cast out, but that strong man gonna come back if I don't close that gate. So we have to understand that the activities of the kingdom of darkness, amen, saying demons are very intelligent. Understand that their job is to consolidate their hold on a person's life. They want to hold that person in complete bondage. We have to understand, that's why it's so important, once a person goes through deliverance, you have to teach them how to walk out their deliverance, how to stay free. Because understand, if a demon is cast out, they're going to come knocking at some point back on that door. If you had spirits of fornication, understand, you give your life to God and you covered by the blood and you live a holy life, make no mistake, that spirit of lust is going to be coming, trying to get back in. It's going to try to find a way to seduce you in. That's why we have to be like David. David said, I made a covenant with my eyes and will not sin against the Lord. So he wouldn't allow himself to look on things that will open the door to lust and perversion. This is how we have to do as saints of God. The Bible says that we are to walk circumspectly before the Lord. We have to learn, that means to walk carefully. Remember, you have to see yourself that you live in the enemy's territory, because the Bible says, once again, in 1 John 5:19, the whole world lies in wickedness, and that the God of this world has blinded the mind of those who do not believe. So this world, according to 2 Corinthians 4:4, so understand that it's like we're in the enemy's territory, spiritually speaking. We are in the enemy's territory, and there are landmines everywhere on the ground. And if we don't walk carefully, we will be devoured. We will be blown up. That's how you have to see yourself. We need to get a military mindset. I am in, because the Bible says that we are aliens and pilgrims. This is not our home. So we are here to do transactions for the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Glory to God. But this is not our home. This place where we live is full of wickedness and depravity. So you have to walk circumspectly. That's why you have to know the enemy. You have to be on guard, guard this temple at all costs. Amen. Glory to God. Understand that this is a serious time. The Bible says those who endure to the end will be saved. The Bible says, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. So we have to live again. So in order to live it to live again. You're going to have to know who your enemy is. You're going to have to be able to track the enemy and understand when, as you walk your life and live your life, you got to be able to discern what spirits are in operation. And when the devil raised his filthy head, you got to be able to cut it off in Jesus' name. But you have to understand, you can't be ignorant Christian. You cannot be, oh Jesus, I'm just waiting for Jesus to do everything. No, he's giving you power and authority. Jesus has done everything. He has won the victory for us. We just have to stand and see the salvation of the Lord. That does not mean that I don't have to engage in spiritual warfare. Through prayer, I must engage the enemy. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. So understand that because people don't understand the ministry of deliverance, it gets a lot of slack. People don't want to believe in when somebody get delivered and they come back with the same problem. They think that the minister of deliverance has failed. But no, you have to guard your own gates. You have to maintain your deliverance. You have to be aware of when the enemy is knocking at your door looking for a window or a door to come in or come under. You have to be knowledgeable enough of your enemy, of your opponent. In Jesus' name, glory to God. So let's continue on this teaching. So we see that he left, that demon left, but then he came back and he brought seven other wicked demons. Let's examine another passage in scriptures which says the same thing but slightly different. Why? Because I want you to understand this. You need to get this. Understand who opponent is. Remember, we're talking about powers of the night. You have to be able to deal with these powers of the night. Luke, let's go over to Luke chapter 11, verse 24. It says, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places seeking rest, and finding none, he saith, I will return to my house whence I came out. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places. Hallelujah, Jesus. And he finding none. Amen. I want you to understand that the enemy, once he is gone, he's going to try to come back. The only thing I want you to do, understand, is that we can be on guard. Jesus has won the victory. He has given us the system which we need to engage the enemy for complete victory. Amen. Understand that his demons may not come. You know, you ever see somebody who's been sober for 7-8 years and all of a sudden they fall off the wagon? Why? Because that demon left and then he came back at a specific time. Understand that the enemy uses time as a weapon against us as well. All of a sudden, a certain time, you get that urge, that taste for whatever wickedness it is, and then you fall back. We have to continue to be watchful and to make sure that you have to be watchful to make sure that there are no open doors in you. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you quickly when there is an open door to your soul. Understand the enemy operates in our soulish realm, mind, will, and intellect, in our hearts. Amen. Understand that. So ask the Holy Spirit. This is why it's so important to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus and with the Holy Spirit, the administrator of the kingdom of God. His job is to lead and guide us to all truth. He is our counselor. He is our teacher. He's in us and he's alongside us. Why? Because his job is to help us, to keep us, to help us so that we can walk in victory. Glory to God. I want you to also understand that the enemy don't just pounce on anybody. The devil looks for people that he can devour. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, it says, be sober, be vigilant. That means be on alert, be sober, be serious, be vigilant, be on alert, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh around. Walketh about seeking whom he may devour. That means that Satan cannot devour just anybody. I want you to understand that. He carefully looks for those he can devour. before he strikes on them. So he's looking for somebody to devour. This means the devil only strikes and devours those who make themselves a prey. If you make yourself a prey, the devil will devour you. If you open doors to your life, if you refuse to pray, if you refuse to engage the enemy, if you refuse to kick the devil out of your house, out of your life, he's going to devour you. You have to engage Satan, his demons. You have to engage him in prayer and warfare. You have to take the authority that was given to you by Jesus Christ and exercise it against the kingdom of darkness. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So the devil only devours those who make themselves a prey. You cannot make yourself a candidate for the devil. You cannot allow the enemy into your life. Why? Because he's seeking to devour you. Amen. Understand that Jesus has already won the victory for us on the cross, but we have a spiritual battle to fight. As long as we abide in Christ and fight life battles aggressively, victory is assured. Jesus has given us authority to engage the kingdom of darkness. He told us, he said, you wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness, against spiritual wickedness in high and lofty places. He said, you, that means each and every one of us. He's telling us we have an enemy that's wrestling with us. Understand that wrestling is up close and personal. That's why we're talking about personal battles, because the enemy is up close and personal, and he's battering us for our prosperity. He's battling us, wrestling with us for our children. He's wrestling with us for our peace, our joy. He's wrestling with us for our victory. All these things, the enemy is engaging us. That's why we have to abide in Christ and fight our battles aggressively on the battlefield of prayer. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm just getting so excited because I know that victory is assured in Christ Jesus. We have to allow him, ask the Holy Spirit to teach your hands how to war and your fingers to fight so that you can break a bow of steel. And Psalm 32:8, the Lord said, I would instruct you and teach you and guide you with my eye upon you. So God wants to instruct you, even in warfare. He wants to teach you how to fight, and he wants to lead you in the battle to victory, because victory is assured in him. Amen. Glory to God. So we're going to start talking about some of the doors that allows the enemy to gain access in your life. In order to be able to close these doors, you have to understand and know what these doors are. So the first demonic door is unforgiveness. You must forgive anyone and everyone who has ever offended you. No, I don't care what they've done to you. You have to forgive them. You must pray the spirit of unforgiveness out of your life. You must pray it out. You have to ask the Spirit to deliver you from the spirit of unforgiveness. You have to forgive, because you have been forgiven much. You must forgive. That's door number one. That's a big one. My God, if you don't forgive, then you cannot be forgiven. That's why the Lord said, if you know that your brother have an ought against you, leave your gift at the altar and go and make it right. It's very important. You have to forgive every person. You have to decide to forgive every person. Why? This is, first of all, it is a commandment from God that we must forgive everyone. Second, it is a demonic door that gives demons access to your life. Not only one, but when the demon of unforgiveness is there, he's a strong man. He holds the door open for bitterness, hatred, revenge, and ultimately murder. All these are, understand that demons travel in clans. Families, they call them clans and families. So if you have one, make no mistake that there are more than one. Next demonic door that must be closed in your life is bitterness. Understand this, that bitterness is more than a feeling. It is demonic. It is a satanic door that many people have opened in their lives today. Many people are so bitter that they do not mind killing people, killing fellow human beings. People are bitter against their wives, their husband, their children, their mother, their father. Some people go about with a gall, something called a gall of bitterness in themselves. That's why so many people have so many sicknesses and infirmity and disease, all from bitterness. Understand that bitterness is dangerous. Bitterness leads people into terrible pits. You ever met somebody that is bitter? They just their whole demeanor and the core about them is just sad and evil. And when you talk to them, they have nothing good to say. What does Hebrews 12:15 say? See to it that no one fails to obtain the grace of God, that no root of bitterness springs up and causes trouble, by it many become defiled. So we see God is saying that the spirit of bitterness defiles a person, makes you unclean. Imagine that. I'm being unclean because you're bitter towards people. Some people are bitter towards their family. Some people are bitter towards their job, that they didn't advance in their job, their bosses. You have to forgive. Bitterness is under unforgiveness, bitterness. Understand. The Bible clearly says, be careful that no root. And what does a root do when it's planted? It grows. No root of bitterness springs up and causes trouble. My God. So what it's saying is that a root of bitterness, once it's in, it springs up, it grows. It grows and it brings trouble to your life. And in many, he said, not some. It's interesting that the Lord said many become defiled. My God. The next door we're talking about, demonic door, is jealousy. This is another private devil. Understand that we are talking about being delivered from demonic satanic problems, but these are problems that we personally have to deal with in our lives. Amen. We're talking about personal demonic problems. Jealousy is another private devil. Some people are jealous people. They are jealous of everything which others have. They show their jealousy in diverse manners. They pull people down because they are jealous. They assassinate their character, their fellow human beings, because they are jealous. They are jealous people don't want to see no one advance, no one to get ahead, no one to be happy, no one to be married, no one to be single, no one to have, just jealous. These people are and complete blindness to demonic doorways. They are completely demonic. James 3:16 said, for where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder in every vile practice. Every vile, because of jealousy. And he's saying every vile practice because these are demons that come in, all types of demons. So we need to close the door of jealousy. You know what the Bible says, not to compare ourselves. He said to compare yourself to someone else is not wise. Be thankful for whatever God has blessed you with. See, that's another problem in the body of Christ. We're not thankful enough. Thank God. Stop looking at what everybody else has. Keep your eyes on your own plate. Stay in your own lane. That's where we prosper. When we stay in our own lane and thank God that if he give us anything, it's more than we had before. Amen. Glory to God. The next demonic doorway we need to close in our life is depression. Many people are depressed. Heaviness of heart is another private devil which resides in the lives of men and women today. Heaviness, depression. So many people are on medication for depression. Many, many Christians. But the Bible says that the joy of the Lord is my strength. So why are so many Christians depressed? Because it is a spirit. If you allow the spirit of depression to take over your heart or your life, you can no longer rejoice in the Lord. Many Christians are depressed because they have allowed the devil to take over their life and to steal the joy that God, the joy that's in God, the joy that God has given them. And another reason why many people in the body of Christ are depressed is because they're not thankful enough. We need to be thankful. If you live in a state of thankfulness, you will not be depressed, because in a state of thankfulness, you'll always remember, you'll always remind yourself of the goodness of God. Hallelujah. The greatness of our God. The many blessings. Thank God for the blessings that you have. You may not have everything that you want, but God makes sure that we have what we need. Glory to God. So rejoice. Anything that tries to prevent people from praising God is a demon. It's a devil. When you fail to rejoice in the Lord always, as the Bible says, you have allowed the spirit of depression to rule in your heart. You need the heart to be delivered from the spirit of depression. Understand, this is a demonic doorway. Wake up, church. Next demonic doorway is discouragement. Discouragement is a, I believe discouragement is a strong man, because once it comes in, it keeps the person in bondage. Nothing that they do, they see, is good enough. You can't encourage them because they discouraged, they're just grumpy. Okay, so understand that discouragement has destroyed many people's lives today. Understand it is one of the most expensive weapons in Satan's kingdom. When discouragement sets in, other things will be joined in and its trail. In other words, once you be discouraged, understand that sadness, gloom, all of these are demonic demons that come in. Understand discouragement is a strong man. When I say a strong man is a gatekeeper. In other words, his assignment is to open the door and the soul of the person and hold it open so that other demons can come in. Also, his job is to protect that gate and make sure it stay open. And when it says it garnish, it holds it open so that the demonic flow keeps flowing in that person's life. We don't understand this, but I want you to understand that Satan's kingdom is very organized. It's very regimented. They don't break rank. They know exactly what their job is, and they fulfill it. My God, thank you, Jesus. So we have to always learn to encourage ourselves in the Lord. We have to decide to shun every invitation to discouragement and despair. No matter how bad the situation is, we have to have hope in the Lord. No matter what we're going through, no matter whether we lose a loved one, whether we lose a job, we have to understand that God has never failed us yet. We have to understand, we have to have faith in God. Understand that faith in God is the currency of the kingdom. If you don't have faith in God, you can't receive, you can't purchase anything that you need from the kingdom. Faith, the currency of the kingdom. Glory to God. Next, the spirit of confusion. This is a terrible spirit. When a man or woman is confused, such a person is under control of a very wicked spirit. There are many people who are 45 and 50 years old of age and have no direction for their lives. Such people do not know where to go in their lives. They're lost. They don't know where they fit in. They don't know what to do with life. Understand, when they try anything, it never works out. Why? Because they're confused. They don't know whether they're coming or going. My God. Understand, these type of people become jacks of all trades and the master of none. They are also blown by every prevailing wind. One day they working on this job, the next day they on this job. People dictate to them how they should live their lives. They are confused people. There are many confused people in the age in which we live in today. There are many people on drugs because they are confused. Many people have lost their mind, young and old. They don't know where they're going. It's as if they're back in infancy state again. Understand that there are millions of people that are confused intellectuals, business people, executives, scientists, experts, millionaires, and respected men and women in society who are still confused. We see today that there are confused families, confused companies, confused establishments, confused institutions. This is why most of the people in such establishment are confused. And this is why many people commit suicide, because they can't get out of this net of confusion. Understand that is the demons that are operating in their life. And 1 Corinthians chapter 14:33 says, "For God is not a God of confusion, but of peace. All in all, the churches of the saints." God is not a God of confusion. God has not given you a spirit of confusion. He has not given you a spirit. He has not given that to you. If you are confused, you need to pray. You need to pray and ask God to deliver you from the spirit of confusion and give your mind rest. We have to have peace of mind. Can I tell you, peace of mind is one of the most important things that a person can have in life. Because no matter what you're going through, if you got peace, you're able to make it through. Amen. Glory to God. In patience. A lot of people are restless. They cannot have patience in any area of their life. Such people are always in a hurry and worry about everything. The Bible says, be anxious for nothing, but do everything through prayer and supplication. Make your requests known unto God. Be anxious for nothing. But understand that these type of people are specialists in rushing everything. They can't wait. They want everything microwaved. They are not willing to wait patiently on God. And that's why people find themselves in many bad situations and they multiply problems in their life simply because they don't want to wait on God. They feel that they know more than God. Numbers chapter 21 and verse 4, it says, then they set out for Mount Horeb, talking about the Israelites, by the way of the Red Sea, to go around the land of Edom. And the people became impatient because of the journey. They didn't want to wait on God. They wanted everything now. It's very, very bad to be an impatient person. You need to learn to be to have peace and to wait patiently on a God. Don't you know God knows better than you? Glory to God. Next, we want to talk about filthy thoughts. Now, we talk about demonic doors that open your life up to satanic problems. These doors must be closed. Filthy thoughts. Evil thoughts are another private devil. The thoughts and hearts of so many people are so bad that they would be shocked if God should decide to show them their heart. Dirty, wicked hearts. Dirty, wicked hearts. Romans chapter 12, verse 2, it says, do not conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. We need to have the thoughts and the will of God. We have to have the mind of Christ. It's so important. Filthy thoughts, we have to cleanse our minds. Amen. Glory to God. Another demonic doorway, and this is a big one, pride. Pride. The spirit of pride is another private devil. People don't want you to know that they walk in pride. Pride is, understand, it swims. Because pride is like it's a snake. And it talks about pride in Job, Leviathan. It's a sea creature. And it hides in the deep crevices of a man's soul. There are so many people that are so full of pride and arrogancy, but if you ever mention to them, they're ready to tear your head off. But understand, there are many people in today's society that are filled with pride and manifest in their speech and the way they conduct their behaviors. Many, many people. But the Bible said, pride cometh before a fall. Pride cometh before a fall. My God. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 2, verse 12. The Lord Almighty has a day in store for all the proud and lofty, for all that is exalted, and they will be humbled. My God. It says that the Lord has a day in store. That means every person that's proudful, God is going to deal with them on a day. The Lord Almighty has a day in store for all the proud and lofty. Lofty means lifted up. For all that is exalted. And they will be humble. He's going to bring every prideful person down. God is going to humble them. That's why the Bible says, humble yourselves before the Lord. It's better that we humble ourselves than God has to humble us. My God. Next, a demonic doorway in a person's life is an unteachable spirit. This is a big one. This spirit right here, So many people are unteachable. You can't tell them nothing. They can't learn nothing. They've been in church 40 and 50 years, and they know everything. Nobody can teach them nothing. They know all the scriptures, know all the secrets. They know all the revelation. They're unteachable. They know it. They got it all together. Understand, an unteachable spirit is the problem in many people's lives. They do not want to be corrected. Whenever they are given a slight correction, they react sharply. This is an unteachable spirit and shows that there is an invisible devil in their heart. Pride is in the heart of a person. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 14, it says, for starters, tell us that. Where there is no counsel, the people fall. But in the multitude of counsel, there is safety. But an unteachable spirit, you can't counsel them on nothing because they know everything. Next, gossip. There are many people today who have become the devil's broadcasting station. My God. They go about telling half-truths, distorted facts, spreading rumors, and knocking people's heads together. They also indulge in backbiting. My God. Glory to God. So what I want to do now, and we can continue, but I want to go move on to something else. Understand that anger is a demonic doorway that cannot be successfully hidden by men and women. You must get rid of it. The solution to dealing with anger and all these demonic spirits is to make up your mind that you will not allow any private devils to occupy any space in your heart and in your mind. Amen? Glory to God. So I'm going to give you 5 steps to help you to get rid of your private devils. 5 steps. Step number 1, confess your sins to God. If you have any of these demons, private demons living in your life, to confess your sins to God. That's the first start. Why? Because we need a clean slate. And 1 John 1:9, it says that we confess our sins. Who is he? The Lord Jesus is just to forgive us and to cleanse us for all unrighteousness. Glory to God. All we have to do is confess our sins to him, repent, and ask the Holy Spirit to help me not to to engage in that type of again. Number 2, glory to God. Forgive all those who have offended you. You have to learn to forgive. As a matter of fact, my practice for myself is I forgive them quickly. Right after they do it, Lord, I forgive them no matter what they do. Holy Ghost, help me to forgive. I lean on the Holy Ghost because when you say you forgive them, you may not feel that in your heart. That's why you have to pray and ask the Holy Spirit, help me to forgive. Help me, Holy Spirit. He is our helper. He's waiting to help us. All you have to do is ask him, Holy Spirit, help me to forgive. Let's say, help me to forgive John in the name of Jesus. I want to forgive him, Lord. I want to forgive John because I don't want to hold unforgiveness and bitterness in my heart. Holy Spirit, help me to forgive him in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Number 3, renounce any manifestation of satanic behavior. Renounce it. Renounce it. Come out of, in other words, come out of agreement with those spirits. You have to come out of agreement with these spirits. You have to come out of agreement with anger. Come out of agreement. In other words, I renounce and denounce anger. I'm no longer going to agree with you. I am not an angry person. I want to have peace with people. I want the peace of Christ in my heart. I don't want to be an angry person. Renounce any manifestation, any part of that demonic behavior. Renounce it. In Jesus' name. Everything we do must be in Jesus' name. Then number 4, command Satan to depart in the name of Jesus. Command the spirit of unforgiveness, bitter, to leave you in the name of Jesus. I say, I bind you, spirit of unforgiveness, and I loose you and untie you from your assignment in my life, and I command you to leave and go to dry places in the name of Jesus. You may have to pray this a few times, but continue until it leaves in the name of Jesus. And then number 5, begin to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you to win your private battle. Agree with the Holy Spirit. Cooperate with the Holy Spirit. Whenever the Holy Spirit show you an area of your life, don't say, you lying devil, that's not me. Confess your sins to God. Whatever he shows you that you are falling short, whatever your weakness is, once the Holy Spirit shows you that weakness, I want you to ask the Holy Spirit to help you and ask God to deliver you in the name of Jesus. You have to pull down every stronghold against your mind. So a stronghold is an ideology, a way of thinking. A strong man is a spirit, but a stronghold is a demonic a mindset. It has to be pulled down. You know, a lot of times when people walk in unforgiveness, the enemy gives you 10 things why you should not forgive that person. And all those things may have valid points, but we must follow the commandments of Christ. Christ says that we must forgive no matter what they have done to you. So everything that the enemy recognize that I should be mad, I still have to cast that to the ground because I have to go the way of Christ because I want heaven to be my home. Amen. Glory to God. Pull down that stronghold, and then you have to deal with the fiery darts of the enemy. In faith, once you have prayed these prayers in faith, you have to take the shield of faith, believing that if you prayed, your Lord and Savior Jesus has heard you. And 1 John 5:14-15 says, if I pray according to his will, he hears me. And if he hears me, I have the petition that I request. So you have to pray according to his will. We know that the Lord does not want any of these demonic doorways open in our soul. So I'm going to pray in faith, knowing that if I prayed, he heard me. And if he heard me, I have the request that I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank God for this teaching. I pray that you've gotten something out of this teaching. And so that this is all a part of our series dealing with our private devil. We all know that we have things that we are working on. And we're going to continue our series. I wanted actually to jump to another series on the watches. But the Holy Spirit wants us to continue on this for a little while longer. So we thank God that those may think something is good, we have to follow the way of the Lord because the Lord wants us to walk in victory. Hallelujah. How many know that God wants us to make it to heaven, and we don't want anything that would block us from going to heaven. Don't allow the enemy to hold you back. Don't believe the lie of the enemy. We have to walk in holiness and righteousness. We have to love people no matter what. We don't, because you love the person does not that you're accepting the bad behavior. We love the person. It's just like Jesus. Jesus loved us. The Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Jesus loves us, but he didn't love our sin. That's why he came to die for our sins, to take our sins away so that we can be back in fellowship with him. Glory to God. So understand that the same thing. You don't have to, you love the person, but you don't love the sin. Amen. So with that in mind, you can forgive knowing that Jesus did the same thing for me. So we're going to close out today. We thank God. Hallelujah. We thank God for this time of teaching. I pray that you got something out of it. We want to go in on, and I pray that you tune in next week. We're going to go into exposing witchcraft operations in our lives. There are many people that operate with a spirit of witchcraft, manipulation and control, Jezebelic spirit. And we want to deal with that because we don't want no witchcraft from our father's house or our mother's house operating in our lives. Amen. So we're going to close out, and we thank the Lord for this time. Father God, we just cover this prayer. Father God, I pray that those who hear this teaching, that they would, Lord God, take the word and that they will apply it in their hearts. And I pray that you would deliver them, that you would break every yoke, every chain, every bondage off of their life in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that this will be a beginning of a new day in their life in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I rebuke backlash, retaliation, and revenge in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And until our next program, may God continuously bless you, enlarge you, and increase you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Come on, when he comes, he brings his government. Oh, we say manifest your kingdom. We say manifest your kingdom. Hey, because there is dominion in our sound. Whatever we bind shall be bound. If there is governance in our mouth, so we'll never quiet down. There is dominion in our sound. Whatever we bind shall be bound. So we will release our declaration. Cause this is the realm of legislation. Oh, decree and declare, kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Cause there is dominion in our sound. Shout it out, say, whatever we...